A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the subject of journey through the desert. Our text has been the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. But let's look at it from verse number 10 this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 32 from verse number 10. The Bible says, he found him in a desert land and in the waste land, a holy wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wing. So the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign God with him. He made him ride in the heights of the earth, that he might eat the produce of the field. He made him draw honey from the rock, and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle, and milk of the flock with fats of lambs, and drams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the choicest wheat. And you drank wine, the blood of the grapes, but Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat and grew thick. You are obese. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the precious name of Jesus. We have established the three dangers or hazards of the desert journey. Don't forget, every journey through a year or every year is a journey, and every man's life is a journey. We're starting the journey of a new year, and there are hazards in the year, hazards in the wilderness or the desert experiences of life. And these three hazards, number one, we said people get lost. And when people get lost, they fall prey to wild beasts. Number two, heats of life. The heat of life kills many in the desert. Many die because of heat. And number three, the third hazard is that many die from thirst and dehydration. These are common phenomena, common happenings in the deserts of life. My prayer, however, is that the God of heaven will shield, defend, and protect you all through this your journey in the precious name of Jesus. Having said this, there are three basic necessities of a desert journey. And these necessities guarantee blessings, they guarantee safety, they guarantee our arrival at destination. If you want to be saved, you want protection and safety from the beast, the wild beast of each year, the wild beast of the deserts of life. If you want protection, you do not want to get lost, and you want to be protected and be provided for. You want safety from all this. Then these three basic requirements are necessary for your journey. Necessity number one is guidance, proper guidance. You need a guide. If you are going to journey through this year 2024 successfully, because it is a year you have never traversed before. You haven't been here at all. And someone had been in this year before the year came. There is a God who is in your tomorrow, who is in my tomorrow, who has been in tomorrow before we arrived at today. Now, this same God is the one who is not only in tomorrow, he knows tomorrow, he understands tomorrow, and is the guide of our youth, is the guide that you and I need to traverse this journey and to go through it successfully. Verse 10 of Deuteronomy chapter 32 that we read, said, he found him in a desert land and in the wasteland and a holy wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, and then he led him. God instructed him and God led him. In this new year, if you will be saved from the heat of life, if you will be saved from the evil beast of life, if you will not get lost, you need the direction of God. You need God to instruct you in the way that you should go. You need him to guide you, to give you direction, to give you instruction. Don't forget, direction and instruction, they are the ways to distinction. And a man who takes direction escapes destruction. If you receive instruction, you avoid destruction. But a man who blindly goes ahead in life without instruction, without direction, gets himself to blame because he enters into the pitfalls of life. This is the man that gets lost in the journey of destiny. And because he is lost, he becomes a prey to the wild beast of life, and then he is devoured. You need proper direction to be directed and be kept from the wilderness of life, from the waste and the holy wilderness. You need God to lead you. You need God to instruct you. The Bible says he led him about and instructed him. So you need God to lead you. You need God to instruct you and to keep you as the apple of his eye. You need a guide. Without a guide, you are lost. If you're embarking on a tour, you are touring the safari. You need a tour guide. Anywhere you go, you need a guide. Someone who had been there before. Someone who knows the routes. Who knows where the potholes are. Someone who knows where the enemy's landmines are. So he can lead you through. So you need a guide. As believer in Christ Jesus, we are guided in, number one, the fear of the Lord. Psalm 25 verse 12 says, "What man is it that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." God will teach you in the way to choose. Not knowing what to choose is the bane of many in this age and in our generation. And that is the destruction of many people, not knowing what to choose. Many will choose that which glitters as gold, not knowing or remembering that not all that glitters is gold. And so you need God to guide you. We are guided by the fear of the Lord. We are taught what to choose and what to do by the fear of the Lord. Secondly, we have guidance as believers in the Word of God. The Word of God is our guide. We are guided by God's Word. We are instructed by the Word of God. "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." May the Word of God lighten your path in the name of Jesus. In Proverbs chapter 6 and verse number 22, the scripture says, "When you roam, they will lead you." That's talking about the Word of God. "When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you." Verse 23 says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light." The law, a light, reproofs of instruction and the way of life. So we have proper guidance and direction in the words of the Lord. And this is the reason why, as a believer, you must familiarize yourself with the Word of God. You must fraternize with the Word. You must make the Word of God your guide so you can be guided and be led by the Word of God. So we have guidance in the Word of God. And thirdly, we are guided by the Spirit of the Lord. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, the Bible says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God." And so you must be guided by the Spirit of God. In order to escape the pitfalls of life, in order not to run foul, not to be lost in the wilderness and the desert of life, in order not to be lost and be devoured by the wild beast of life, in order to be shielded from the heat of the desert, to be protected from the heat of the desert, we need proper direction and guidance. God will guide you. In Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11, the Bible says, "The Lord will guide you continually." This is my prayer for you, that in this coming year, the Lord will guide you continually in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. "Father, guide me. Be my guide in this new year and beyond. Guide me, O God, in the name of Jesus." Lift your voice and pray for divine guidance. "My Father and my God, I pray for your guidance, that you will guide me in all my ways in this coming year. Teach me what steps to take. Teach me what path to choose in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus." I'd like you to pray. Ask the Lord to guide you by his word and with his word. "Father, let your word be a light to my path. Let your word lighten my path. Let it be a lamp to my feet. In the name of Jesus, guide me by your word. Let me make profit by your word. Let your word profit me. In the name of Jesus, as I am guided by your word, let your word keep me in perfect peace. Let your word guide me. Let me be guided by scriptures in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to submit yourself to the leadership and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in the path that you should go. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, I submit myself to your leadership, to your direction. Guide me in the way that I should go. Lead me, O Spirit of the living God. Don't leave me to myself. Guide me, Holy Spirit divine. In the name of Jesus, I ask for your guidance. Guide me, O God, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. And say, Father, the few days, one day after today, for this year to be over, let me see your hand. Let me see your power. Let me see your glory. In the name of Jesus, let me see your power. Let me see your glory. Let me see your greatness. Let me see your blessings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name, I pray that the God of heaven will guide you. The Lord will lead you and guide you continually. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that your journey in 2024 will not be done alone. You will journey with the presence of God. God will journey with you. He will give you rest on every side. I pray you will be guided by the word of God as you submit yourself to the dictates of the scriptures. The word of God will build you up. The word will guide you. The word will give you your inheritance among the sanctified. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will operate in the fear of the Lord, and the Lord will teach you what to choose. You will not be stranded in this coming year. And I pray you will be guided by the Spirit of the living God because you belong to Him. The Holy Ghost will guide you and He will teach you which way to go in the precious name of Jesus. I declare the hours remaining for 2023 to be over, that the Lord will reveal Himself to you. You will see the hand of God. You will see the glory of the Lord. You will see the miracles and the blessings of God in your life. You won't end this year empty. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral. Join us. It promises to be explosive. Time for the service is 8 a.m. Remember, being the last day of the year, 2023, we're going to gather again for crossover. We're going to be crossing over to the new year by 8 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. We're crossing over to 2024 of greater glory in the name of Jesus. You may wish to join either or both of these meetings on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a glorious weekend and a prosperous new year in advance. The Lord bless you.